Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Before your child goes to school, my child is going to high school for the first time, and I'm going to the cafeteria to see what it is that they offer so I know what I'm putting on that card for him and whether or not I should be packing lunches. What do you do about this? And if the kids want to go there and they start choosing the mac and cheese and french fries, do you pack their lunch? How do you find out what they're ordering? How do you pack them a healthy lunch that they're not going to trade away every day? My guest is Dr. David Hill. He's the vice president of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina, and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. So kids and school nutrition, first of all, start with breakfast and how important. So many kids skip breakfast and run off to school, but it's so important for them to really think clearly to have a good breakfast.
Absolutely. And we know that breakfast impacts all sorts of aspects of the day. So I think one of the rules is any breakfast is better than no breakfast. Ideally, you'd like breakfast to be a relatively healthy meal, right? So you'd still like there to be some protein. The protein sort of rides you through the day. This is one of the rules in our house is, yes, if you must have frosted cereal, I guess you can have some, but there needs to be some milk with there. There needs to be some yogurt or bacon or turkey sausage or nuts or whatever it is that's going to give you some protein. Otherwise, you're going to burn through that sugared cereal in the first 20 minutes of class, and you're going to be miserable before lunch. So make sure that breakfast has got both something in it and enough protein that your child is going to be able to get through the first part of the day. Second thing is, you know, how do we keep things healthy? It's tough. I'm excited as a pediatrician this year to see new regulations going into effect regarding what schools can serve kids. Those remain somewhat controversial. However, I think it's a big win for kids to sort of bring up the floor. I try and go to school and eat with my kids a few times a year. They ask me to, which is really, you know, flattering for me. But every time I walk into the cafeteria, I don't know if you've done it, but it's kind of a, oh, really? It's just as bad as I remember. Interestingly, there was an article that came out just a week or two ago that looked at the acceptance rate. Because one argument that was made was if we give kids healthy lunches in schools, they're just going to dump them in the trash. Because they're not used to oranges and apples and food that's not brown. They're not going to enjoy it. And initially, that was the case. There was an increase in wasted food. But after the programs had been in place for a little while, there was actually better uptake of the healthy food than of the less healthy food. So kids not only got used to it, they actually enjoyed it more. So I'd encourage you, if your kid's saying, well, you know, don't give me healthy food, I'm just going to throw it in the trash, don't listen to that. Give them healthy food. At some point, when they're hungry, they're going to eat it, right?
That is great advice. At some point, if they're hungry, they will eat it. And speaking as somebody who tries to feed my kids healthy, and as parents, Dr. Hill, we have to be so careful not to talk about food with our children, especially our girls, in terms of low fat and, you know, things for dieting, but things that are going to make them strong. What really hits my kids is things that I say will make them run fast or be strong or think clearly or, you know, get a better grade on a test. And we can really use food and nutrition as those motivators because they seem to work better than if, you know, sometimes it can kind of turn against you.
Indeed. And you know, there's some interesting literature that's come out on how to sell healthy food to kids, right? Nobody studies this because there's not a lot of money in it, but we study it as physicians because we want kids to eat healthy. And I think you made a very good point. You don't really want to be emphasizing body image to a kid. It's interesting, girls actually watch, and boys to some extent, watch their fathers, not just their mothers, but also their fathers. They get dads who diet or who are weight-obsessed. They seem more likely to have body image issues themselves. So it's never like, well, don't eat that, it's going to make you fat and ugly, right? It's a horrible message. Interestingly, when we try and sell a food as being good for you, it also tends to make it less interesting for kids. So the tactic that seems to work the very best as a parent is to say, wow, this is fresh and wonderful and tasty, right? The same way you would if you were a restaurant or a grocery store or any other food marketer. kids are interested in, this is going to taste great. This is something that I'm really going to enjoy. Oh, smell this fresh cut apple. Doesn't it remind you of going to grandma's house? You know, you use those associations, how much they're going to enjoy this wonderful meal that's in front of them. And just like selling anything else, that tends to be the message that works the best.
I think that that's so true, and we really have to encourage our children, but now we also have to be that great role model, Dr. Hill. We can't say to the kids, this tastes great, and this gazpacho is just full of vitamins and minerals, and then not eat it ourselves.
Oh, heck no. No. And that's why, you know, when parents are asking, worry my kid eats too much snack food, my first question is, well, where did they get it from? Because it's in your pantry. You know, guess what? It's right there. Of course they're going to eat it. You got to make these decisions at the grocery store. I really encourage parents to bring their kids with them to the store and have them pick something, especially in the fruit and vegetable aisle, somewhere around the outer parts of the grocery store, right, shop the edges, and have them take some ownership of it. Let's stop right here, and you point to something that interests you, and let's see what we can find. They got, you know, internet access. Why don't you find me a recipe? Go help me out here. I get tired. I serve the kids the same 10 things for dinner. 10 is an overestimate, by the way. All the time. And they're like, Dad, we don't want to see spaghetti again. Great. Why don't you go online and find me something? What do you eat when you go to your friends' houses? Did they serve you something good that you like? Because I will make it. I'm tired of spaghetti, too. Give me some ideas. And when kids have investment in the process, when they have an idea as well and they know what they want and they've had a chance to make a selection, then, you know, they're more invested in the outcome. They're like, wow, this is a carrot that I thought looked good. Maybe I'll take a bite of it.
Well, that's some of my best advice that I give parents that I work with on nutrition, Dr. Hill, is that the children have to be invested in it. Teach them to cook. Have them help you plant the seed, weed the garden. They don't love that part. But then, you know, sow the things that you get from the garden. Pick those snow peas and show them how to put them in a salad or steam the things or shell the peas or cut the tomatoes and get your kids involved. Because when they're involved in making that gazpacho, believe me, they will eat it because they really want to taste what they've put together. Now, give us your choices. If you're packing a lunch for your kids and you need to pack a bunch of food because they're hungry little guys and they get a snack, what do you like as some of the best easy packers? Do you like granola bars, the little baby carrots that are already prepackaged? What do you do to fill up a lunch bag?
You know, I try and be seasonal. So I look at what's in season at any given moment. You know, if you got a farmer's market, that's great. The grocery store will do. So if it's fall, I pack apples and pears. And if it's spring, I pack, you know, grapes or carrots or whatever we can find. It seems to be seasonal at that moment. I definitely try to cut stuff up when I can. Sometimes it's easier to do it the night before. It's really hard in the morning, so if there's anything you can do, if you can involve the kids as part of their evening routine, hey, help me pack your lunch for you tomorrow, that will help a lot. It varies by kid. I got weird kids. I got kids who won't eat peanut butter. Who doesn't eat peanut butter? I don't know, but Hills, apparently some of them don't eat peanut butter. I got a kid who won't eat cheese sticks. So, but he likes the almonds, and others don't like the almonds. So sometimes it's kid by kid and say, hey, here's some healthy protein sources for you to choose from. Here's some healthy vegetables. Here's some good fruits. What do you think is appealing to you? And sort of give them that opportunity to invest as well. And if they help you make the lunch, they're probably a little less likely to dump it in the trash as well, because now it's really their lunch that they're dumping in the trash. It's not your work, you know?
Absolutely great advice. And besides dumping it in the trash, they trade it away for something chocolatey or something somebody else wants. So I know the kids do that, but if they're invested in making their own lunch, if you teach them how to cook some things, then they will help you and they will eat healthier. They will. So parents, try out, as Dr. Hill says, new recipes. Have your kids look them up. Have them go to the grocery store with you. Have them help you cook things and have them help you pack their own lunches. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.